Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. These last words of Jesus from the cross are words that echo down to us through the centuries. These last words of Jesus, along with the sixth of the seven last words, "It is finished," echo down to us through the centuries, speaking of his completion, of the entire act of his life, from the moment of his conception and birth, through his circumcision, through his growing up years, through his appearance in the temple, learning and teaching the elders and the scribes, and his ministry from his baptism, his collecting of his disciples, his preaching, his teaching, his healing, all the way through until Holy Week, when he enters the city to "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heaven." Through that week of his teaching, his cleansing of the temple, to the Last Supper at the Passover Seder, to Good Friday, with the shouts of "Crucify him," to his journey to Golgotha, carrying his cross, to his crucifixion, and then finally now his death. We have here the culmination of the entire Christ act, the entire life of Jesus, the entire ministry of Jesus, the entire expression of the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord comes to this point when he cries out in the end, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Today we have the supreme grace of God expressed to us, exemplified to us, demonstrated to us, actuated to us. I love those kinds of words. I looked them up in a synonym list. Elucidated, manifested, illuminated, revealed to us in these words, by these actions, from the cross, by these expressions, on the cross by Jesus, and brought to fruition now with, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." This is a citation from Scripture. Jesus on the cross has quoted Scripture before. He quoted the 22nd Psalm when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He quotes the 22nd Psalm here, speaking of our suffering too, with his suffering, and that when we suffer, we do not suffer alone, but he suffers with us, and every bit of exclusion and every bit of being left out and turned away, and inability to come to the Father due to the chasm of sin that we have created between us, and we cannot bridge it, but Jesus has come and experienced with us that separation from God, that separation from the all-powerful, all-loving God by our sin. He has gathered in with us and experienced and suffered with us and cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" with us and for us. And experienced with us that horrible agony of loss of relationship with God. And today, now, he quotes again from Psalm 31. Psalm 31 is a prayer of David that he uttered at a time of difficulty, of tribulation, of terror in his life. "In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me." The first part of this psalm is a prayer, an entreaty, a plea to God to deliver him. Jesus comes to this psalm in a time of utter and complete exhaustion, in a time where it is all come to an end. He has said, "It is finished, it is completed, it is done. Redemption is here and now and for us all." And now, he enters this song. And he leaps over the first stanza of it, the first section of it, the first part that is a prayer or an entreaty asking God to be with him. It's a part that I love that has spoken to me many times in my life during difficulty, during despair, during pain, during fear, during times when I didn't know what was going to happen next, during the moments when I was standing on the very precipice of my own death and knowing that I could easily die within the next few minutes. In 2000, I had a pulmonary embolism. The clot went to my lungs, and as I coughed up blood all over the inside of the windshield of my car, this psalm hit my head. And I knew that if I kept going, I'd probably pass out and crash and kill others and myself. So I pulled to the side of North Central Expressway in Dallas, and as I did so, the first words of this psalm went through my brain. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. I mean, I was done for. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. And then as I saw the lights of the cop car that had pulled up behind me in that exact moment, coming to my rescue, the words, a rock of refuge for me, hit my brain. And I knew that my chances of making it were slim. I knew that I had over a mile to go to get to Medical City. There was no way I could get there. I couldn't drive there. Cop comes up, pushes me over to the other side of the front seat, and he gets in, and as he's driving like a madman, going on the radio to tell them that he's on his way, just a mile to go to Medical City, and it would be faster to do it this way because he'd be dead if he didn't. The last words of this portion of the psalm came to mind, and they were the last words of Jesus. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. So I didn't know I was going to make it. And on the very precipice of my death, I knew I had nothing to trust in but God. Jesus, hanging on the cross, knows the love of the Father, knows the love of God, knows the presence of God. He has cried out this cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? He has borne the sins of the entire universe on his back. He has suffered separation for us and with us. On our behalf, he has bridged the gap that our sins have generated between us and God. And now it is time to return to the Father. In the history of the interpretation of this passage, it's called the reunion passage, where Jesus hands his spirit back to the Father, returns to God the Father from whence he came. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, we say about him. Incarnate in human flesh, we say about him. And now, he hands himself back to the Father. In this beautiful citation from Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. It is the ultimate expression of faith. Faith in God, faith in the Father, faith in the presence of God, faith that would take him through life into the next and into eternity, into the resurrection, and will carry us to. In these last seven sayings of Jesus from the cross that we've been walking through during Lent, we've heard that Jesus' focus has been for others. On the cross, his first words, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He is praying to God for those who are killing him while they are killing him. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He then turns and speaks to one of the thieves on the cross next to him, and he offers him paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. To a thief who had never professed faith in Jesus, had never been baptized, had never been confirmed, had never gone through the sinner's prayer or done anything like that, he simply said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He then speaks to his mother and the beloved disciple, and he says, "Mother, behold your son." And then he says to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." He cares for others. These first three sayings are caring for others, caring for those who are killing him, caring for the thief with him, and caring for his mother and his beloved disciple. His next words, he cites Scripture, 22nd Psalm, seeing the disaster going on around him, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Again, he's thinking of others. He's thinking of you and me. He's thinking of the tragic separation that we suffer and that he is suffering there on our behalf from the Father. My God, why have you forsaken me?" We all have, my God, why have you forsaken me?" moments when we wonder, where is God in the midst of the disaster? He then cries out, "I thirst," expressing the reality that we all thirst for God's presence. We all thirst for the presence of the Almighty God. We all thirst for righteousness and justice and grace and peace. And yes, we all thirst in this life for that which we need to quench our earthly thirst. Jesus experienced both. "It is finished," he said, meaning that the act of redemption is done. And now he completes it. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." This journey during Lent through the seven sayings of Jesus from the cross, this journey in Lent is intended to bring us to this very point, at the jumping off point of eternity. One of the most scariest things that any of us have to face in life is death. And there's no way to get out of this life without that, friends. We all face it. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that we don't face it alone. We don't face it without the presence of God. We don't face it without Jesus. And Jesus has already gone there and faced it for us and faces it with us, and felt the fear for us and feels it with us, so that we never need fear. My God, why have you forsaken me?" That we may never need fear. The need for thirst, that we may never need fear. God, he went before us to prepare the way for us. May we, as we move through the holy week that this is, towards Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday, may we be made ready to partake in the meal, the foretaste of the marriage supper of the Lamb on Maundy, Thursday, partake of that Last Supper, receive his real presence, know his grace and love, know that we are eating with one who would betray him and many who would deny him and run from him, and that we are one of them. And then may we, on Good Friday, hear that cry, "Crucify him," and realize that we are one of them. In every sin we commit, we cry, "Crucify." And then may we rejoice on Easter morning by crying, "Hallelujah, the Lord is risen indeed." May this journey of Holy Week and may the journey that we have made in Lent touch you. Go back and go through those seven last sayings of Jesus on the cross. They're in last month's newsletter. Go through that list. Pray with them. Think about them. Consider them. and hear Jesus speaking to you. Each one of these lines, to you, with you, for you, on your behalf. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus has commended all of us and our spirits into the Father's hands. May we give thanks and praise to God.
Let me
in the name of the Father and of the Son.
In your presence, Lord.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2018 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.